Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, so the Sixers are up 14 on the Dubs in San Francisco at the Chase Center. Look, it's beyond me why they keep rolling out this Oakland floor and these Oakland jerseys. I mean, we've talked about this before, and it just rubs me the wrong way. If you want to keep Oakland in everybody's minds, you should have never left Oakland. They should have just stayed in Oakland. They should have built a new arena right where they were at the Alameda County Coliseum in that facility. That's where they were. Just stay there, build a new arena, whatever. But it is amazing to me that they moved to San Francisco on that plush waterfront in that high-end real estate in that rich-ass city. Because let me tell you something, the haves and have-nots are San Francisco, are the haves, and Oakland is the have-nots. And everybody knows it that lives there. Okay, I may be informing you for the first time, but that's how the world works out there. And let me tell you something. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. I mean, they come out and explain it to me. They come out like once a week and they got this Oakland floor and these Oakland jerseys on. I mean, it's so insulting to me because they left there. Now, I know all these people that live there are going to give you the business if you bring it up, like all these talk show hosts and all these TV people and radio people and newspaper and article. They'll argue with you till the cows come home. Can you imagine me calling up right now and arguing with Ray Ratto about this, Carver High? He'd give me the business.
No, agree with you. I bet he'd agreed with you. Ray's pretty good. I bet you he'd agree.
Is it not the dumbest thing you've ever seen that they still try to carry on this Oakland image when they left to live in the fancy, rich, absolutely stuck up? I mean, they're down there in, you know, what's funny. I lived there, right? And it's been so long since I lived there. In 94, I lived in San Francisco. I lived right in the city. And I can't even remember the name of it. The waterfront there where the arena is. I can't even remember the name of it.
It's not Fisherman's Wharf, right? It's not Fisherman's Wharf.
No, it's not. It's not. That's on the other side of the city. The Fisherman's Wharf is facing Alcatraz. This is on the other side, the other corner of the city, facing the Bay Bridge. Right?
That's, well, I guess that's why they can wear the Oakland jerseys, because they're looking towards the Bay Bridge.
Embarcadero is what it's called. I just remembered it off the top of my head, which is a great sign, Carver High, because you know that that reefer ruins brains. And I got to tell you, if I got early for Alzheimer's, and it's because of that reefer. That reefer madness will cost you all your memories. And then all I know is, I just remembered, it's in the Embarcadero. That's where it is. I could be wrong, but I think that's where they built it. That's where the money is. And the neighborhoods. And believe me, you, it's high end down there. I just don't understand why they roll with it, though. Like, we welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio, all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench with Carver High. So, I don't know why they do it. I really can't figure it out. Like, honestly, it'd be like, I don't know, getting a divorce and then you decide that you still want to keep her name and you're going to start calling yourself by her last name just to keep, close or to remember her. Or whatever, like who in their right mind ever, I said this today on TV, when Durant left the Warriors, right? And he left, he took his stuff and said, bye-bye, I'm out of here. And he went to Brooklyn, right? And then he waited a year because of the Achilles. And he's now a member of the Brooklyn Nets. And now there's conversations. And I know it was all taken out of context. And I agree that it was the Kerr was saying, that's not what I said. I've never said a bad word about Kevin Durant. I love Kevin Durant. We all do. Everyone here loves Kevin Durant. And I said today on TV, that is a crock of Shaq. I don't believe that he said anything bad about Durant. I don't believe that. I do not believe that's what he was talking about in that podcast. He was talking about how when he coached those kids, he got more out of that and all their losing than he did the last season when Durant was there. It wasn't about Durant. It was just the chaos of that last season of what was going on with Durant and the big three, that when he left, he left, right? So it's like anything else. He obviously wasn't happy. So, if you are happy and you're content and you're completely solidified with what you're doing, you don't leave, okay? People leave jobs and gigs and teams when they're unhappy and they're miserable. That's why he left. I'll never believe that he left just because he loved everyone. Hey, I love this place more than anyone. I won an MVP. I got three NBA championships, all the rest. He didn't win three there. But all I know is he was there happy. And if you're so happy, you would never leave. He left because he was miserable. I throw on a bench with Carver High. I got to tell you, no, here's the deal. All right. So I lived there. I loved it there. I had a blast there. I did very well there. Right. I mean, my show in San Francisco on KNBR and on Sports Channel America, syndicated nationally, simulcast all across America in the biggest cities in the country, bar none. It was an unbelievable experience, and I did extremely well there. And obviously, from there, I went to New York, and I've been here ever since, basically. And I mean, for the most part, right? So, in essence, at some level, I feel like I had some San Francisco in my veins, right? I really liked it there. I liked working there. I had a blast working there. One of the things that was weird was everybody there hated me, which was awesome because, and that's a fact, right? Like I was so crazy when I worked there at Carver High that like all these snobs that worked at KNBR, and it was, I'm like, you can't even stop me. I'm so right. Like if I was wrong right now and I'd be getting electrocuted, I'm still not getting electrocuted. I'm telling it like it is, right? So, like, I don't even remember one person's name, basically. The only guy I remember now, I mean, I remember some of the hosts. And I know a couple of them passed away, Ralph Barbieri, rest in peace. I liked Ralph. I worked there with like Pete Franklin and Gary Radnich and Bob Fitzgerald. Those are the guys that were. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about everybody else, right? Like the sales staff, the GM, the program director. The program director has hired witches and voodoo people to have me killed. Like this guy hates me so bad. Like he dreams about me. And then he wakes up in the morning and goes to his like voodoo doctor to get me poisoned. Remember the story that we did the other day, Carver High, about the venomous toad, like hawker. It was like, do you remember the story I did about the guy that poisoned his friend? He wanted to kill somebody, and so he poisoned him with toad venom, and he got caught. What could be worse?
One of the stranger ones we found.
Right, but the people there hated me because I was insane. So, like, when they would bring me to events, like, I remember I did some kind of, like, Beta Bridges. They have this, like, marathon or something that they run, right? It's really big event. And I went there and just took it the Pharrell over. And, I mean, I'm talking about thousands of people. I mean, just like a rock concert crowd. And I just took it over. And my behavior was porous. And I was drinking and I was partying and I was in control. You never, people always say, you've heard like mafia say, yeah, I've never really seen him sloppy, but I've seen him drunk, but he's never been sloppy. So he's seen me do all this stuff. And I mean, I threw parties like in Atlanta and San Francisco, like unequaled parties that were just outrageous. I threw a Super Bowl party in San Francisco that was so big. I can't even count how many people got arrested at it. It was enormous. And everyone and their brother, celebrities, athletes, everybody was there. It was crazy. So I feel like I got some San Francisco in me, right? Fair enough. Is that fair enough? So here I'm just, they all hated me. I was there, but I loved it in the sense that I was the only guy actually pulling it off, even though everybody hated me. So I had the whole place against me. This is a fact. And I still kicked ass and took names, and the whole city loved the show, and the fans loved the show. It was the number one show, gigantic ratings, never equaled again, and it was crazy. And when I lived there, I just know for a fact that Oakland and San Francisco are like L.A. and San Francisco. It's not like, I know all these people lie and say, oh yeah, I love Oakland. No, they don't. No, they don't. Okay, Oakland is good to get it. I remember I used to go there to fly out of there to go home to Orange County. All right. It was a good airport. There you go. That was the only reason to be there. Unless I needed to score drugs or get shot. And I went there for sporting events. That was it. And no one ever goes there for anything else. I mean, they don't. All these rich people in San Francisco, man, they go to Silicon Valley and they go to Marin County. And then when they don't go there, they go to Tahoe. Boom, 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 boom. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, boom, boom, boom. I'm right about everything. So why in God's name, Carver High, do they insist on pretending like they're in Oakland when they're in San Francisco? They're in snobby San Francisco. They are not in Oakland. Oakland is, you know, the people that live in Oakland love it. They love being from there because they're hard asses, right? Like your boy, Marshawn Lynch. He's a hard ass, okay? And so he knows that when you're from there, you're a hard ass, you're tough. They are all tough. There's no getting around it. Fair enough. I dig that. I'm cool with Oakland. It is what it is. But all them snobs and filthy rich San Francisco, they want nothing to do with it.
No, they don't. And we've been on this since the start of the season because I saw them wear it a couple times early on. And my thoughts were, you know, you left there. It looks so bad. I mean, you skipped town and you went to San Francisco, but now as the season's gone on, they wear them like every week, like every other home game. They're sitting there in the Oakland jerseys. Like, do you guys not like do the wash? Like, why are we wearing the Oakland jerseys every single night? Like, do we not have anything else to wear? Like, what are we doing here? It makes no sense.
They have a third jersey.
But every one of these teams, they've got seven jerseys now. These guys wear the Oakland jersey every single night.
I know.
You guys left.
They left. But they're trying to pretend like they didn't. That's what they're doing. They have to be wearing them to like pretend like they love Oakland. We didn't leave because we didn't love you. We left because we moved into a $1.5 billion dollar stadium down on the Embarcadero in the water front. All I know is this. They did it. They moved. They left. They left Oakland. That's it. They're no different than the Raiders going to Vegas. They went to San Francisco. Why do they keep trying to pretend like they're an Oakland team still when they left Oakland? Simple. It's just simple. Just we're the San Francisco Warriors. We're the Golden State Warriors. Don't they still go with the Golden State Warriors, Scarver High? Like, I don't care. So, but do they still use that one too? Because I know they got like five names. Morons. You know what I mean? They got like five names. I can't keep track of all of them. Fair enough. They had a great dynasty run. There's no doubt about it. And I think they have a decent team now. I said this before that they need Klay Thompson back. That's for sure. But I think Wiseman's going to be really good. And we'll see where the rest of them. I think they got a lot of hacks on top of, you know, besides Curry and their basic, you know, round table of stars with Draymond Green, Pascal, I think they've been trying to offer up Kelly Oubre. I'd keep Oubre. I think he's a good player. I don't think he's great. I think he's inconsistent. Like, he'll have a big night, and then he'll have a bunch of average nights.
He's gone. He means it all the way.
That was the Warriors leaving Oakland for San Francisco when the announcer did play-by-play. He's like, there they go over the Bay Bridge into the city. They'll never return.
He means it all.
See, you can tell. I'm watching your boy, Ben Simmons, just dunking on the Warriors. This after they're up at the half, 59-45. They'll lose by seven. You know, it's unbelievable. Teams will have 20-point leads like last night, the Clippers game. They were down 20 to the Hawks, and they won the game by nine. Unbelievable that they storm back and outscore them, what, like 30 to nothing? But anyway, it just bothers me that they pretend like they're from Oakland still. I told you, I took the Sixers tonight. I hate them, though. I hate them, mother brawlers. I always have, too. Just be clear from the jump here. Flyers, Sixers, screw all of you. All right, it's 844-843-6879. That's 6879. Toll free, 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. So, a couple things. You heard Haro talking about the Olympics. We were talking about the Olympics. So, I like the Winter Olympics. I like the hockey, and I'm with you, bobsled, luge, ski jumping, distance. You know, and now they got everything, right? Like, am I crazy? They have all kinds of, like, stuff with the half pipe and all that. Don't they have that Carver High going? Like, the street and the vert and all that?
Yeah, I do believe that they're involved in that now. That goes on.
I like it. I like it. I think it's cool. And then in the summer, you basically just told me, and I agree, I admit that I said, I think it's boring.
Summer stings.
I think it's boring. Like, when I watch in the summer, I'm just like, whatever.
The Winter Olympics is hands down light years better than the Summer Olympics. There's just so, and that's usually not the case. All the suits up in the ivory towers will tell you that the Summer Olympics are so better. Yeah, sure. I'm telling you from watching it, the Winter Olympics are better than the Summer Olympics. It's facts.
But I went to the Summer Olympics in Athens, and I thought it was really cool. I went in Atlanta, and it was so cool. Bomb went off. I was doing my show live, right? Bomb goes off. I've gone to Salt Lake. I've gone to L.A., and then I went to Athens. I thought Athens was really cool. It was, the birthplace of the Olympics, and it was... I went to all those old stadiums, right? And they're all there. The very first Olympics were right there, and they have it. They've, like, preserved it, right? And it's like a tourist attraction in Athens. And I mean, this is, it's a trip. It's like when in Rome. I mean, to tell you, it's, you know, the Parthenon and all that is crazy. But I saw it where they had the first Olympics. So anyway, I went and I saw, I thought it was cool, right? I did everything, boxing, track and field, soccer. I had a blast. And I think, you know, back then, I'm pretty certain, and I am certain I drank. So I was just partying my ass off at the Olympics. I mean, Carver, you have no idea. I was drinking beers the size of my leg all day long, every day. I mean, all day effing long, every day. The whole time I was there, because my dad at the time said, you get me into the Olympics, I'll pay for everything. He goes, I'll pay for every drink you have. Let's go. I was like, all right. So it was on, and it happened. But I would agree with you now, all these years later, I'm bored to death with it. He's talking about going to Tokyo. I'd be like, do you think he'll make it back? Is there an over-under?
Yeah, please. I mean, there just isn't a lot of – I don't find anything really in the Summer Olympics exciting. Like I just don't. Like, what do they have now? Like, the basketball isn't fun because as long as the USA guys care, they'll smoke whoever they play. Like, the only time they lost is when the guys basically showed up and didn't care. So when they show up and care,
or
they,
when the Russians
destroy
cheated.
Everybody. Right. But I'm saying since this dream team age, since 92, you know, whenever the USA shows up, they smoke everybody except the year that they lost, and then everybody started trying again. And other than that,
basketball.
Like, what else is there? Like, I'm not into track and field.
They didn't win the gold that summer.
That was the one where they lost. Didn't you go to Athens? In Athens,
yeah,
they lost.
Yeah, I was there. I was there when they lost. So
I
saw
them lose. After Athens is like, everyone's like, well, you know, you disgraced the country and everybody, you can only come now if you're actually going to try. You know, so whatever. And then I'm not
we
into
don't
the
want you
field.
Unless you're going to try.
Like, I'm not into the running around in the circle. It's like watching NASCAR. Like, I'm just not into it. I'm not into watching long distance running. You know, I'm just not there. And what else? They got swimming. The diving's kind of cool.
What about the archery?
You know what
Come
they've
on.
Added? No, the archery stinks. You know,
they
here's
got
what they've added. What they've added in the last couple Olympics, I've liked. The beach volleyball is outstanding. Now that's something you can get involved with right there. And that's been a while for a while. That's been in quite a few
volleyball.
Olympics. But the beach volleyball is outstanding. But there's only so much you could do with that. There's a little bit of drama there in the beach volleyball. But other than
they
that.
They have skateboarding now? I think they do.
I think so.
They do street and they do, you know, crazy.
But they had to rip that. They had to rip that off from the winter because the winter started giving the snowboarding. So then they had to start. Right. So they had to start giving the skateboarding. Winter's awesome. I mean, you got high danger, high impact sports.
Flying tomato.
You got luge, you got bobsled. The hockey's awesome because every team is competitive. You know, there's
fucking
just
lube.
There's a lot of really good stuff. Even the figure skating has drama. You know, the figure skating has drama. The judges are corrupt. There's like a lot of like, you know, suspense to watching the figure skating competition. Whereas like the swimming, there's no suspense. There's no judge to ruin it. The track and field, there's no judge to ruin it. I think that's part of what heightens figure skating is the judges are so corrupt.
The judges are so corrupt in the figure skating. And then remember when Kerrigan got lit up by the dude?
Tanya Harding.
Right, that was solid.
Galooly.
That was drama.
That was the 90-94 Olympics, I think. 94,
Who
I believe.
Who do you think was bigger, Richard Jewell or that guy?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly.
Seriously.
You got to admit, though, that guy, I mean, that guy,
it wasn't
took him for a ride.
It wasn't a good night. Speaking of corrupt judges and corrupt officials, it was not a good night for NHL ref Tim Peel. You know Tim Peel. He's one of the worst refs in the league. He got caught tonight on a hot mic in the game saying that, you know, he wanted to give a penalty to Nashville. I guess he's got something against the Predators. He got caught on a hot mic. Called a penalty, a very ticky-tack penalty early in the game, and he said, quote, it wasn't much, but I wanted to get a Ferrellin penalty against Nashville early in the game. So we talk about all the time, the refs, you know, how they influence the games, do things like that. There's your boy Tim Peel calling a penalty on the Predators tonight just because he doesn't like them.
Wow. That's huge. What do you think will happen to him for that? Do you think he'll get fined or something?
NHL already has put out a statement or something saying they're investigating the matter. What's there to investigate? Listen to the goddamn audio. What's there
to investigate? The guy admitted that he was like fixing the game, right? which game was he? Oh, it was the Predators game.
Predators game. Yeah.
They won. They covered.
You're nothing.
I had them. The Lightning beat the Stars 2-1. The Blackhawks beat the Panthers. What'd you think of the Blackhawks winning?
Nice job by the Blackhawks, who I was leaning towards taking tonight, and I didn't, so that's a bad job by me. I was on the Lightning on the puck line, -1.5. So that was a loser. They had an empty netter. It was going in like one of those full ice length ones, and the Dallas defenseman just got there as it was hitting the line. It was about to go in for the empty net, and the puck line went, snatched it away from us.
Sons of. So I had the Devils with that 1.5, you remember? And they beat the Flyers in Philly 4-3. And the Avs and Coyotes are 2s right now in Zona in the second, 2.5 minutes left. I actually thought the Avs would, after winning 7 in a row, would beat the Coyotes by at least 2 goals.
They got down 2-0 10 minutes into the game. It was 2-0 Coyotes early, and then the Avalanche scored 2 goals late in the first to get it to 2-2. We're looking for a couple more here. We've got the over in this game at 5.5, so we need a couple more goals.
Your boy, the Keener. Keener with a couple of dimes tonight for the Blackhawks. He assisted on Suter's goal that made it 2-0 Chicago. They gave up goals. One thing led to another. Wenberg with the power play goal to pull Florida within 3-2, but the Hawks finished them off, and we went out and drank beers after that. Hawks win. Your boy Soderberg with the power play goal. Suter, Kubalik. How about your boy Kaner with his 31st and 32nd dimes on the season? What do you think of what he's doing?
Legendary year for Kaner. I believe, and I think you do too, that he should be the MVP. He should be the Hart Trophy winner right now in the NHL. I know that everybody's going to lean to McDavid, especially with how the Oilers have surged here to tie the Leafs. McDavid's going to get a lot of the conversation, but with what Patrick Kane has done, basically dragging that team to where they are. Now, they got to finish it off and make the playoffs. That's the only way I would give it to him. But he's done an outstanding job this year.
There you go. How many more games have they got? Like 20 or less?
It's about 20 to 20. Some teams, you know, it ranges, but in the 20 to 24 range pretty much for everybody right now.
Do you think that that Watson is going to get out of this mess because Harden's going to expose this guy for being in on this civil blowout lawsuits, 16 of them now. He's filed against Deshaun Watson. We talked about it with Rick Carl. We'll get Carver High's opinion of it, what he thinks is going to happen to Deshaun, if he'll get off like it never happened. Or do you think he's going down the drain on the bench? All right. We're on the bench with Carver High. So what do you think of the, and I've said this, I guess, a million times already. I think that I smell where there's smoke, there's fire kind of on this thing. Like, don't you feel like every day there's like, you know, 2, 4, 6 new lawsuits being filed against him that he's like some kind of serial predator? Do you feel that, you know, Harden said this guy, Busby, is just running a circus, a media circus. It's all made up. It's all BS. Do you think that all these chicks are, I mean, there's 16 of them. Do you think they're telling the truth, or, and this guy's going down forever? Or do you think by the time Rusty Harden's done with him, literally, Deshaun Watson won't even have been there? But, you know, that'll be the end of that.
This is an absolutely bizarre story, this Deshaun Watson thing. Like, it is, ever since it started, there's just something weird about it.
It's like a movie.
It really is. It's like
a Lifetime movie.
And look, you have to, it's just like Amy was telling you yesterday, and even Rick said it today. Like, listen, when allegations are made, you have to investigate them. You have to find out what's going on. Nobody knows right now what really happened. But, like, the numbers growing by, like, the hour. I mean, it's at, like, what is it at now? 16, 24, 36. Like, it's, like, right. It's not going up by, like, one every day. Like, they're, like, topping five off every day. Like, the numbers are just
crazy,
stacking up on this dude. And it's so weird because we spent 6 weeks talking about this guy wanting to get out of Houston.
Right.
How badly he wanted out of Houston. And it was the talk of the offseason.
He wasn't
so going to
play for him again.
What's going to happen? Never going to play for the Texans again. I don't care about the coach. I'll lose my X amount of millions this year by not showing up. I don't care. And then out of nowhere, I mean, boom, like 24 masseuses have this thing with, I mean, doesn't it seem
you can't make it up.
Super bizarre? Like, it is just so weird. I'm not saying it happened, didn't happen. I have no clue. I wasn't there. But, like,
it
I know one thing.
It sounds sketchy to me.
There's something sketchy about it. And this guy, Busby, I was reading one report that he's got a previous relationship with Cal McNair, the owner of the Texans. Like there is just some really big conspiracy theory type stuff that you can tie in with this whole thing. But we need to find out, did this happen or not? Like, and is he going to get the checkbook out? Like, because now, I mean, the tab's going to be heavy if he's getting the checkbook out on these civil lawsuits. Like, I mean, geez. I mean, per head,
it'll
I mean, this is going to be
millions.
I mean, geez,
his mind.
Like, this is going to be real interesting.
What are they going to put a lien on his house? Are they going to take his paycheck?
But, like,
carve up his check.
Know this too. He's like, we've seen guys crucified for lesser allegations.
All like, of our friends go through this.
Oh, it's very it's just
all of our friends thing. Have legal problems.
There's something really, really bizarre about this. There's something bizarre about the way it's been covered. There's something bizarre about how there's five more masseuses every day. There's just
which
something.
Which story do you like better? The Tiger one where he crashed and then there was people like wondering what happened there and the mystery surrounding that? Or do you like the 20 masseurs getting the civil samba on with your boy?
Yeah, look, these are all, but the Tiger thing still amazes me. How in less than 24 hours the sheriff said, well, no investigation, everything's fine here. You know, clean it up, pick up the tow truck down here and pull it away. You know, suddenly there was, and this
then
was after
found a black box
of every law enforcement expert on television telling you, well, it's going to take weeks to determine how fast he was going and how they did this. Then the sheriff showed up the next morning and said, nothing to investigate here. Everything's good. He won't be charged with a thing. Like,
you guys
okay.
Have a good day.
Like, it's just. It's amazing how some things happen, but this is because you said it either today or yesterday. If this stuff turns out to be true, this guy's not forget he'll be playing in the NFL anywhere.
He'll be finished.
He'll be finished is right if this stuff that everybody's alleging
can
is
you
true.
Imagine? Can you imagine his career? How great he's been in college at Clemson and then now in the NFL. And he's been basically like the perfect role model citizen, right? Like, And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're right, this thing drops that he's a freak.
He's been in Houston for years. He's been on the team for years. And right. Now, a couple of weeks after he is, you know, holding steady that I'm never going to play here again, suddenly there's 24 women that have, I mean, it's just... look, if it happens,
so you don't, believe it. Like I almost don't believe it.
I'm not even saying that. If this did happen, I hope he spends the rest of his life in jail. And it's not even a criminal thing right now. Right now,
do you actually believe he did it? Do you actually believe he did it?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I'm not feeling it.
All the circumstances are very bizarre. The way that the story has evolved is very bizarre, and it just. Something.
Have you ever had a masseur come to your house, Carver High, for a little afternoon delight?
I have not. No, not happened.
Listen, I've told this story right a million times. I've been to 5,000 of those things through the years, but I've never done anything stupid at one of them.
Well, apparently this guy was doing something stupid every time he walked into one. Apparently, this guy did something
all the time.
Every time.
I go all the time. I've taken my daughter, and she's gotten like a 90-minute foot massage while I'm in there getting a full body. I mean, like, what do I care? I'm not in there getting my freak on. She's a very freaky girl. The kind
this
don't
is gonna,
come to my con.
This is going to end ugly. One way or the other.
Isn't it awesome? But you don't think it's awesome every day that, by the way, the Sixers lead has shrunk to 6. They were up like 20. Remember when they were up 20 and I said they'll lose by 7, right? So how about them blowing this lead in San Francisco tonight? I want to keep remembering that they're playing in San Francisco. Even though it says Oakland and we've been down this road. But they're blowing that game. But I can't believe...
With the Knicks tonight? Did the Knicks win tonight?
I mean, they won tonight, yeah. They blew out the Wizards. The score was not indicative of how badly they kicked their ass.
Wow, 131 to 113, huh?
Yeah, they killed him. Randall at 37. He lit it up.
Lakers lost again, too.
Yeah, the Lakers got smoked by the Pelicans.
Are they gonna, what kind of trouble are they going to be in here? They're now down to 4th in the West. It's only been three games.
They're in all kinds of trouble, bro.
No, honestly, they're now down to 4th in the West.
Now they got all these hacks, I told you.
They've got they're 5.5 games clear of the playoffs. Are they gonna be able to hang on here without these guys? Because it seems like without LeBron and AD, these hacks aren't getting it done without them.
Look, they got Morris, Kuzma, Schroeder, Caldwell, Pope.
And why are they trying
Carroll,
to trade
Matthews, Caruso, Horton, Tucker?
Why would they get rid of that guy?
Who?
Harrell. Like that story with the Hornets. He's a good piece. I feel like every time I watch the Lakers, the guy's stuffing 20 down and he's playing great D. I just don't get it.
Yeah, he had 18 and 6 tonight. He's a good player. And I'll tell you what, like with Davis always being down, this guy's averaging 14, 6, and 1. He had 18 and 6 tonight. That's funny because when you look at his career numbers, he's a 12-9 guy, and now he's at 14-7 this year with the Lakers. He's having his best year, even though he was sixth man at the Clippers, right? Like he finally took the title from Lou Williams, didn't he? I think he did.
Yeah, he did. This is gonna be Utah's worst nightmare. Utah's going to be first in the West. The Lakers are gonna struggle for the next 6 weeks without LeBron and without AD.
And they're gonna be the eight?
They're gonna end up being the 8th seed. And then the first game of the playoffs, LeBron and AD are gonna come walking out of the tunnel and sweep the Jazz in the first round. Like this
like
is gonna be the worst situation ever for the Jazz. The Lakers losing these guys and moving down the standings is gonna knock the Jazz out in like the first round. I could just see it happen.
Warriors are down 1 with 5 minutes left. They were down 20. Now they're down 1. But Tobias Harris with a runner. It's 3 again. I miss hearing a guy at the Laker games talk like that. Anyway, so yeah, Randall had a huge game. Actually, everybody had a huge
game. Did he cry about the refs after? Did he cry about the refs?
No, he doesn't cry when they win. And then right now, at the end of three, the Nets lead the Blazers 92-91. I just, you know, it's weird. I went off of that game at halftime when they were at the half. I got off that game, and now that game is incredible going to the fourth. And this game is a two-point game with 5 minutes left, but they're going to the fourth in the Moda in Rip City. So they're in a commercial right now going to the fourth. Nets up one. And I just wanted to see Harden with 25, four boards and 12 dimes, the double-double. And the Nets with no Kyrie, no Durant per usual, 50% from the floor, 34.8% from downtown. And the Warriors have come back to tie the Sixers with under five to go in the third, mind you. Five to go in the third, so they still got a lot of ball left. And after coming back from 20, you'd think they'd finish off the deal, right? Now they have a rebound on an air ball by Harris, and they're going to go down to the other end and try to take the lead in a game they were down 20.
They'll lose by 10.
A foul. Oubre going to the line. Anyway, so what do you think this weekend, Carver High? We got a lot going on with the Sweet 16. I mean, we got a lot happening.
There's a lot happening. I'm very excited. I had a lot of fun this weekend. I think I had action on pretty much every game like you. So it was a sweat at times, but I think that we have some really good matchups. I think there's only one or two games that are going to be absolutely useless and will be unwatchable, and I think the rest are going to be really good. So I think it's going to be a good weekend.
So Baylor and Nova, then Oregon State, Loyola, then Oral and Arkansas, Houston, Houston on Saturday. Sunday, Florida State, Michigan, Oregon, USC, Creighton, Gonzaga, and UCLA, Bama. That is a kick-ass Saturday and Sunday. The Sweet 16 of the NCAAs. We'll come back and wrap it up. Robert, hi, you got a problem with my Nets going up 100-93 on the Blazers with the Claxton with a couple of breakaway buckets. And how about them, like, getting 3.5? And you know what else I saw? Blake Griffin getting off, powering to the 10, getting a bucket, getting some rebounds. He was running the floor, setting screens, making the right pass, getting a pill, putting it in the hole. Everybody's happy, and the Nets are winning. Now, let's see if they can finish them off. There's a lot of time left in this game, but they're at the Moda in Rip City, and they're up 7. Pretty good there. And then the Warriors now, their lead, that's in the third with 3 minutes left. They're up now 1 from what I'm seeing here on the Sixers. So that's happening. And then the Avalanche have taken the lead in the third early, 3-2 on the Coyotes. I need them to pour it on there, Carver. I just keep pouring it on.
I need one more goal for the over. So let's go. We're at 5. We are over 5.5.
So you need one more goal here in 18 minutes.
Yes.
You're going to be good.
I wasn't good in Tampa. I needed one more goal from the Lightning. I didn't get it. So hopefully the Avalanche come through so we get somebody tonight.
What's the deal with the Islander-Bruin game? What happened there?
It was canceled last week when the Bruins had their COVID incident. So, you know, the Bruins didn't play Saturday and they didn't play tonight. They're scheduled to play the Islanders again on Thursday. As of now, the game is still on, but the Bruins have a whole bunch of COVID cases on their team. We're not sure yet. They're going to try to practice tomorrow.
Thursday is a great night in the NHL. It's like loaded with games. Tons of games. The Islanders and Bruins, Penguins host the Sabres that night. But then again, who cares about Thursday when tomorrow's happening? Wild looking for 10 in a row at home. I'll see you at 4 tomorrow on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid. Great job, Carver High. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.